Welcome to opening night. Does it ever get old?
Nah, this isn't old. This is a, means we've done a lot of good things over the course of the year. So the guys are fired up. You know, it was nice to get on that plane and get down here. We had a good week of practice last week. And then, for us now, it's just trying to ignore all this because this is what the Super Bowl is. But, tomorrow it's back to work and, it got to be a normal week for us.
You realize this is your last game in your 30s. You said you want to play till you're 45. They're talking about MVP. You going against Matt Ryan. How long can you go, Tom?
Well, I think as long as, I'm willing to make the commitment to, taking good care of myself. So I got a good routine. It's gotten better as the years have gone on. You taught me, 2004, you said this is what you got to do. And I listened. And, it's nice to feel better as the season goes. To feel better, to be an older player and to have the mental experience and then to also, feel great physically is, I think it's a great benefit for me. So hopefully I can keep going. I don't see any end in sight.
After the AFC Championship game, you said that it hasn't hit you yet. Like, you're still in the zone. You don't feel like you're playing in the Super Bowl. Has it hit you now that you're playing in your seventh Super Bowl? You got a chance at beating history, your childhood idol, Joe Montana, and making history in less than a week.
Yeah, it hit me today on the pep rally when I saw those fans out there. You realize this is different, and this is it's just a special experience. Getting on the plane was great, and then landing and see all the cameras, and then getting in the hotel. So it's been a long day for us, but I think everyone's excited to be here, getting a little bit of routine, and then. Focus on playing some football.
Has the text messages stopped with Matt Ryan? Is it battle time? Is it time to go to war?
They stopped a little while ago. So, I'm happy for him because, everybody has different experiences and pasts. And, in a lot of ways, I feel fortunate to be, a late round pick. And, that first year when I was with our team, I was really under the radar. No one knew anything. I was just trying to work hard to earn a spot. When you're that first pick overall, that's a tough journey, and I have a lot of respect for those guys. Peyton was another one who did it the hard way, like that. And, there's just, you can't do anything wrong. And so those guys like Peyton and Matt who have done it, such a great level, and Matt's had an incredible year. So there's obviously they're here for a reason. They got great quarterback play, great leadership from him, and I'm sure our guy's gonna be facing a very stiff test on Sunday.
We got some family business to handle. Your son, my nephew, has Devontae Freeman on his fantasy team. What's going on? Did you guys have words? Did you guys have a conversation about that?
No, I was part of the reason why he picked Devontae Freeman early in the season. Because he said, Dad, you're going to have to help me pick my team. So, I was lining him up, and I've always been a fan of his. And I've watched actually a lot of Atlanta's offense over the last few years, just watching different concepts and, how they move the ball. And, he's someone that just stands right out. So between the receivers and in their passing game and then what they do with their backs, it's incredible. And Devontae and Tavon Coleman are both great players, and, they make a lot of big explosive plays.
Tom, talk about your teammates. You missed four games this season. They rallied around you. They played hard. They were sending out tweets. It was all about Tom Brady and our teammate and our captain and our leader. Just talk about how these guys circled the wagons for you when you wasn't around.
Well, I think that's, the mark of a great team. And, Coach Belichick does a great job of keeping everybody focused. And, us, we say do your job, about 100 times a day. And, guys are focused on doing their job. And, when I'm not there, other guys stepped in and did a great job. Jimmy and Jacoby did an incredible job. And, the rest of the team, it's been that way all season. I think, we've had a great 14-2, 8-0 on the road. I mean, there's been a lot of great things that we've accomplished to this point. But, there's still one more to go. So this is the biggest one of the year is when we got to be our best at.
I remember at a Super Bowl we were at, Bill Belichick bought out the trophy, the Lombardi. And everybody, talk about motivation and fueling the fire. Everybody went crazy. You had a lot of motivation this season. You missed games. The NFL saga back and forth for about a year and a half. Is this all the build up to the end of this game? Is this fuel as a player? in the back of your mind, does this add to the motivation?
Well, I always have motivation. And, you know, at different parts, you know, I look at a lot of guys that I played with over the years. And, you know, there was a time when the Patriots weren't a very good team and no one gave us a lot of respect. And I think there was, you know, teammates like Rodney that always said, man, they don't respect us. They don't respect us, you know. And, you know, I think that was always a good mantra for us. So, you know, I think feeling that way and feeling, you know, like, you know, you need to earn other people's respect is a great source of motivation for me. And I think my main motivation is, you know, representing my family, representing my team, representing my teammates, representing our fans. You know, that gets me motivated every week. So I want to do great for them. And, you know, I want to try to go out and win, you know, every time we take the field.
Did Trump call you? I'm joking. Don't answer that question.
Not you.
I would never. I'm not asking you a question. This is my last question because this is the elephant in the room. Everybody wants to know, and this is my last question. I'm going to open it up to the media. Your relationship with Roger Goodell, your relationship with the NFL, are you sick and tired of hearing those questions and being asked about that?
You know, I've moved on. You know, I said earlier last week I focus on positive things in my life, and you know, I made a concerted effort to be focused on what my goals were, which are ahead of me, and nothing that's, you know, been in the past, good, bad, indifferent, neutral. You know, none of those things help going forward. So I'm a positive person. I try to think positively. I try to impact my teammates in a positive way. And, you know, we're at the Super Bowl. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So the best part is going to be, you know, trying to do everything we can to win this game. And, you know, that's why we're here, is to finish the job the way that, you know, we all hope that we can.
People talk about legacy. I think your legacy is already in cement going forward. I know you don't think like this, but you have an opportunity to win your fifth Super Bowl, which you would pretty much be above everybody that's ever done it. When you're at home with the family, when you're by yourself, do you ever reflect and just think about that?
I really, you know, Willie, I really don't, because that was never the reason why I ever wanted to play this game, is to be the best. I mean, that wasn't why I play football. I play football because I just love playing and with my teammates. I mean, the best times are when you're hanging with your friends on the bus rides, when you're in the locker room, when you see old teammates and you talk about all the great years you've had, when you see, you know, celebrate after great wins, me and you going to eat after big AFC championships and having parties with our families. I mean, it wasn't ever to be, you know, in some, you know, talk discussion about where you rank with somebody else. So those have never been important to me. I think the most important thing for me is to doing the very best that I can every time I take the field, to be the best I can at practice every day for my teammates. And, you know, that's what I try to do. So I'm very fortunate to be on this team, and we've had so many great opportunities to be in this game. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I've had seven chances at. I mean, that's pretty crazy. So those things don't even really set in for me. But, you know, I know that winning the game is a hell of a lot better than losing this game, because I just had some of the longest nights of my life after these losses. And, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure it's a win.
Thanks, little brother.
Thanks.